time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into Wednesday, October 23rd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. So excited that we have a new sponsor that is coming on the show on Friday, becoming part of our Patriot Radio family, Scott Hawley. He is the sales consultant. He is a wonderful veteran. Love this guy. He has come out to the home studio and done something for Vicky and I that is absolutely the final piece to the puzzle. I'm so excited. I can't wait to tell you what the product is. I can't wait to tell you how wonderful it is, how great it works, and what a wonderful patriot veteran Scott Hawley is. What he did for Vicky and I is nothing short of phenomenal. It was a great, great job by you, Scott. And man, we appreciate you so much. He's going to be on the show Friday from 11:30 to 11:45 talking about this product, this service, this absolutely phenomenal final piece to our health puzzle that Vicky and I were looking for. We are so excited. I can't tell you what it is. You're going to have to check in to the show on Friday or listen to the podcast anytime on demand. It's going to be the final half hour of Friday's show. This Friday, October 25th, it'll be hour three, segment two. For the entire weekend, the interview will rebroadcast here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, and you guys will hear it again on Monday morning from 8:30 to 8:45 on Monday. Fantastic guy. Came out to the house, got to meet him, got to know him. Absolutely. You know what? We're kindred spirits. That's all I can say. This guy is absolutely a brother from another mother. He provided us great service, and this product that he represents as a sales consultant is just the best product on the market. We are so excited. We've been using it, and man, it's literally changed our lives. This is the final piece of the puzzle. Between losing the weight with Missy's program, drinking MAGA water, taking Tim Roberts' Patriots Relief CBD products, and now this final piece of the puzzle has literally changed our lives this past week. So we're going to talk about it with Scott Hawley, H-O-W-L-E-Y. He is with Scott Hawley Sales, and he is the consultant handling this product, taking care of everything, every facet. We called. Luckily, we were assigned to Scott. He came out to our home. He did the whole process, handled the whole thing A to Z. And I'm so happy to be welcoming him into our Radio Patriot Radio family. And you'll be hearing from Scott Hawley on Friday, again, 11:30 to 11:45. That basically first segment in the last half hour of the show on Friday. So welcome, Scott. We appreciate your brother. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for what you've done for Vicki and I. We greatly appreciate it. Dr. Jeff from the Sioux Animal Hospital is going to be in the house in the next segment. So if you have any questions for Ask the Vet, text me at 231-360-5140. I know we had some leftover questions from last week when he was on Thursday. Wasn't his regular day, but he's back in his normal time slot. He'll be joining us in the next segment. So again, if you have any questions for Dr. Jeff, Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sioux, St. Marie, give me a text at 231-360-5140. We're going to take a short break. A word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
Schools. Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K through 12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On election day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
On November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number one on this Hump Day Wednesday. And as usual, joining us on the line during this time slot is the owner of Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sioux St. Marie. Dr. Jeff is in the house. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Jeff, I wanted to being that the year now past 2 weeks, we're 13 days away from the upcoming November 5th election.
Yep.
And you said you were monitoring yesterday's show that rebroadcasts from 6 to 9 the next morning. You heard what I was talking about on yesterday's show about how important it is to get out and vote, how important
yes.
it is for people to be engaged. Don't listen to the polls,
yep.
even though they're
yep.
now saying, you know, Trump Vance is up in Michigan and things are looking pretty good. We still have to get out and vote.
Oh, yes, yes. And a lot of this falls under the skills. Like I say, the military has given me a certain set of skills. And actually, part of that was PSYOPs, because that was what I was in, even as a veterinarian, was in a civil affairs battalion. And a lot of what we do there is also help, you know, trying to influence. Yeah, I mean, it's just part of what the military does, you know, part of our job. But I'm listening to these polls, and first of all, you got to understand, the poll is a poll. A poll is not a vote. Okay, when you tell a pollster that, and I think you just said that pretty much the same thing. When you tell a pollster how you're going to vote,
right?
Yeah, that don't mean nothing. You still have to make sure you're either gone in early and voted, or you know, you do like what I'm going to do is show up on, you know, was it the 5th?
Yep,
show up
Tuesday,
Tuesday, November 5th.
Yep.
Be there bright early in the morning, and you know, I'm still old school, so I still cast it that way.
Sure.
So you really got to, and everybody has to. This, you know, I mean, there. This is going to be. I mean, if we thought 2020 was sketchy, I think this one's going to even be worse. Just between different things that I've seen, different Secretary of State's offices doing, different lawsuits that are going back and forth.
Sure.
But
basically, Donald Trump saying too big to rig.
Yep,
if we
yep.
just get out in mass, and yep. I'm focusing on two groups, deer hunters
yep.
and people who go to church on Sundays.
Yes.
Because those deer hunters, as you very well know, Jeff, you're a deer hunter yourself. You love it.
Yeah.
You do it every single season. We go from bow season, I believe, to muzzle loader right into rifle. And November 5th falls in between during that time frame.
Yep.
Guys are always baiting their piles, sitting in their blinds, looking and checking to see what, you know, basically animals are coming across their deer blind. And they're too busy to vote on November 5th. We can't let that happen this year.
Oh, yeah. No, no, you cannot. This is the most important thing that you can do is to go vote. And tell your friends, tell everybody, make sure get there and vote. And now that they've given us a window, you know, it's kind of a questionable why they've given us a window, but hey, they did. So let's take advantage of it.
Well,
so
the window you're referring to is the 9 days early voting, which starts this Saturday through November 3rd.
So realistically, there is zero excuse for every hunter, every Republican, every farmer to not go vote, because you have plenty of time to do it now.
Exactly. Yep. But, you know, it also brings up a subject that's very near and dear to your heart,
mm-hmm.
and you are very active with the 4-H. You're very active with Young Farmers of America. You are very much connected to, because of your farm calls you do on Thursdays, because of the animals, the large animal breed animals that you take care of. And you've actually invested a lot of money in the Sioux Animal Hospital with technology and the ability to service horses and cows, all the things that you do with your farm calls. Farms are very important, and you have been noticing a trend regarding our farms, our local family-owned farms, not only here in Michigan, but all across the country.
Yeah, I mean, it is a crisis. It's the unspoken crisis. As I've said multiple times before, the most important industry in the United States is agriculture. All right, AI is fun and cool. All the tech is cool. The cars are cool and neat, fun to drive around your Dodge Charger.
Yep,
you got to eat. That's, you know, the two most would be agriculture, I would put number one, and actually medicine and health, I would put number two right behind it.
Sure.
And then number three would be education. So if I had to order, those are the three most important things that we need to focus on. And now, and this has happened, China is a big country, okay? They don't have a lot of farmland. a lot of their territory is not applicable to farming. So that's
you're talking about soil conditions and things like that.
Yeah, places that you can grow food and things like that. Yeah,
sure.
So there, I think a big chunk of it's the Gobi Desert. So you know you can't really grow anything there. They got a lot of mountainous regions, really hard to grow there. So they are buying up farmland. We have a vast amount of farmland between the United States and Canada in the Great Plains. And yep. even here in Michigan and stuff like that. And I see, so I know foreign countries are buying up farmland, and that's why, so they can grow the food there and send it back.
Sure. They're going to grow the food and not allow it to go into the U.S. market.
Yeah.
They're going to harvest it and absolutely put it on large freighters, large, you know, ships, and send it back to the homeland.
Yeah. The two areas in the United or in the world that basically feed the world. United States is number one. We export so much grain and so much food and beef, and we send China is the number one purchaser of pork products from the United States.
Sure.
For Absolutely. That reason. Yeah. And then number two is Ukraine, actually. The Ukrainian area there, that's kind of the European-Russian breadbasket, so to speak.
Yep.
They can grow a lot over there, too. Not as much as we can, but those are the two major areas for, and which is part of the reason why Putin wants it, is because it's you can grow food on it. You know, people talk about war for oil. It's a war for food. And it, with... You know, I mean, we're going all political, you know, today, but hey, it's, you know, I run into a lot of people that tell me like, well, you know, I'm not interested in politics. I'm like, well, that's really too bad because politics is really interested in you. And I keep thinking back to a quote, and I can't even remember who said this, probably Teddy Roosevelt. But anyway, all that is needed for evil, I'm going to butcher it here, but all that's needed for evil to succeed is for good men to do nothing.
Or Edmund Burke.
Edmund Burke, okay. Yeah, I could. I just remember the quote. I can't remember who said it.
Yeah,
but yeah.
It's on my website, yourdefendingfathers.com.
Yep.
You know, one of the things I want you to mention, too, and how this factors in, if these farms, these large family farms, are bought up by China and other foreign entities, the food taken out of production, out of our, basically, our food supply, this could literally cause us some major, you know, food shortages here in the United States.
Oh, yeah. And if you want a little sampling of what's going on, the two hurricanes that just hit. Right now, fluids, intravenous fluids. That hurricane, I can't remember whoever the first one was, whatever that
Helene.
Name was.
Helene.
Helene. Took out Baxter, one of their largest production plants and warehouses in North Carolina, which is where a lot of hospitals buy IV fluids. Okay, so if you're dehydrated, you're going to, you know, or whatever.
Put an IV in your arm, and there's the fluid, and you're brought back. Hydration level comes back probably within 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, and this is how bad it is. Our local hospital called us and say, do you have any fluids we can buy? Because we can't get any or can't
Whoa.
Hardly get any. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So they're, you know, and through our suppliers, because we don't use Baxter, we use other suppliers. I don't know, I got to deal with some other people, you know.
Sure.
But anyway.
Different state. Had some. So were you able to provide it to the hospital?
Yeah, we ordered a pallet through our supplier so we can get it to them. I mean, it's the same stuff. I mean, it's literally labeled animals and people. There's really no difference at all with it.
Sure.
And it's going to be, and not only that, a lot of crops were still in the fields. That hit. Cotton. Your Q-tips. Okay, cotton balls. This is how important agriculture is. And it's your clothes and stuff like that. You're going to see prices go up again, and that's just because it's supply and demand. You know, I mean, that's just how it works, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Although I did kind of get, just as a little funny note, watching the news, and they were talking about these guys trying to get in and run supplies to the people that live like way up in the mountains and such.
Sure.
I'm like, those are probably the people that are doing fine because yeah. they know how to take care of themselves. It was really cool, though, to see that they're running mule trains. Again, horses rescue.
Yeah. Well, those are the only way they get up there on foot. And even the helicopters, a couple of days, they had bad weather. They were it was fogged in, and the choppers couldn't get airborne. So they literally did that. They packed up the horses and the mules, and the farmers provided them, and they took off. So
So
well, you know, it's amazing. You brought it up. You know, agriculture, health, and then of course education. Yeah. And I absolutely agree with you. Those need to be top priorities. And man, I thank you for doing all the things that you do for our farmers. I know we have quite a few farmers that listen to you, and they actually have used you for years and are new customers. And what you do on Thursday for our farmers, man, I greatly appreciate you doing that for them.
Thank you.
Yeah, so. Because it's necessary. It's important. And folks, you need to buy local. If you support the local farmers where you're buying retail, even at savings, a lot of times these guys are not in it to become billionaires. They're very fair with their pricing. I mean, I can't believe the price of fresh vegetables and like Cliff Tellini, our fresh black Angus beef.
Yep.
I mean, this is the way we have to do it, and greatly appreciate you bringing that up. I do have a text message for you real quick. Now that we're heading into winter, is the Sioux Animal Hospital, are you guys going to be changing your hours at all?
Stay in the same hours.
Same hours. Okay.
Same hours. Yep.
Officer Rick, Livingston County. Frank is coming to see Dr. Jeff on November 1st. He's got an appointment from Livingston County with you.
Yep.
Let's see. Last thing. Oh, hey, one last point.
Sure.
Food, and we've talked about this before. Vicky is now preparing food for Mr. Snoop, rice, carrots, peas, and ground turkey. We have a good source at Meijer's for $1.99 a pound. It's fresh ground turkey, but it's in bulk. You have to buy a big 5-pound, 10-pound tube of it.
Yeah.
Good formula, good recipe, in your opinion, for Mr. Snoop?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, so like
he seems to like it.
Yep.
Well, one scoop of his normal, stuffed product that I get at Costco has all the vitamins and glucosamine and chondroitin and all vitamins and stuff. But also a scoop of that, and man, he seems to like it. And even his stool size has gone down. So,
and that's just wasted money. All that is that's food and everything. If their stool is getting big, that's just bypass. That's food that came in that just you paid for it to go in the front end and it just went out the back end.
Yes. So. Well, like I told her the other day, I was like, man, it's like half the size. She goes, well, I'm feeding him half of my food and half of the kibble. Yep. So it's working out great. Hey, folks, I need you to put the phone number into your phone. I know a lot of you text me on weekends and you want to get a hold of Dr. Jeff. They're not open on weekends, but available by voicemail. 906 area code up in Sault Ste. Marie, 635-5910. Again, 906-635-5910. Just put Dr. Jeff, S-A-H, Sioux Animal Hospital. Jeff, we appreciate your brother.
Thank you
for your input, man. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you later.
Finally, our news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.